and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. I like saying that.
I know you do. I wanted to say it, but you wouldn't let me.
Next
time. I got to say it once.
You did. But next time, remind me, and you can do. Yeah, we'll see. I just happen to roll with it. I have the start button. So then that kind of gets it rolling.
I don't get start buttons usually. I'm banned from those.
You should be banned from a lot of start buttons.
I know.
You get in trouble.
I do get in trouble. I try not to. Sometimes I try to get in trouble. Let's just be clear.
Yeah, I think a little honesty today is probably a good thing.
You did get me a really cool new, it doesn't have a start button, but a new toy for the garden. It's a cobra head weeder.
Yes, a long handle.
With a long handle. I have a hand weeder that I love. It's like my favorite weeder. I have a whole bunch of them, and that's my favorite. So you got me a long-handled one, and it's kind of wicked. I mean, it has a point on it, and it did have a little protective piece on it, which I took off, of course.
Well, you have to use. Right, you do have to, but I do hope you don't cut off a toe or anything.
I'll try not to put my eye out.
Or put your eye out. I know, yeah, that would be bad.
Because everybody's going to put their eye out.
Right. Maybe we should talk about the on-farm mercantile.
Oh, my gosh.
And how those sales went this weekend.
It was unbelievable, and we are so grateful.
We are absolutely grateful. It was a beautiful day. We had beautiful customers, and it really worked out smoothly. And I think we'll go back and explain why that's such a big deal in these times of social distancing. We had to make some significant changes in how we do business.
We've missed several openings of the mercantile because state of Illinois is still under a stay-at-home order.
Right.
Until the end of May. It's just been extended again. And we started this on March 23rd. And so we've missed several merc openings. And a few weeks ago, we decided we were going to try to do like a curbside. Because we do sell food, so we were considered an essential service. And, you know, the soaps, definitely we need those. And if you wash your hands a lot, then you also need balms to heal them. So we tried it, and it worked very well. You know, we installed this mailbox, which yesterday we just decided that that's a tweak we maybe need to make as it warms up.
Right. It's a black mailbox, and it got pretty hot in there after a couple of hours.
Yeah, I think we installed that in, March, maybe? Right. And it was a lot cooler. And yesterday it was around 80, and it got pretty hot in there. So we had to again, shift, but that's what small business owners do.
That's right. And we had some plants for sale as well, so we already had the awning set up, some tables out, so we just shifted, and that worked beautifully.
It did,
and it was cool because it was such a nice day. We could also be out in the crib, so we had
behind bars. So
that's probably a good thing for us.
Yes,
but we stayed up in the crib, and customers then could come up to the awning and pick up their purchases one at a time. And that was great.
Yeah, we could talk to them. We had masks. We had a gigantic bottle of hand sanitizer outside. And we had, for the first time, I guess we've done this twice before.
Yes.
The first time we didn't assign times, and then that was... I'm sorry, I just got distracted because Honeybee just went by with a Kush ball in her mouth.
It was strange.
It's always entertaining. There she goes.
And she goes,
The first time we didn't assign times, and we realized that we needed to tweak that. I mean, we're learning as we go.
Absolutely.
We've never been through a pandemic running a business before. So, and then the second time we did assign times, we had regular customers. That worked out well. We had so many orders this time, though. We had multiple people on time slots.
Which is a good problem to have.
It is.
And everyone just kind of worked it out.
People were so good.
They were. And just delightful. Wearing their own masks, being very conscious of distance, and it worked well. The other thing that we did as a continual improvement is this time we did all of our orders through our online store.
Oh my gosh, you have the online store. You've upgraded it.
Yes.
You've really been working hard, and it's really working well.
It is, and I was very pleased with that. It helps us with our inventory, that
yes.
we don't oversell
and
a product.
And that's been a problem
it has
for
been,
us in the past.
Because we have so many products, and to keep track of what we need to make next or what's available, that had been a challenge. And I think we now have that under control. It was good for customers, I believe, to pick a time that they were going to come out. You could choose to go ahead and pay online and then just come out and pick up, or you could pay when you arrive, and that all went fairly smoothly, I think, as well.
It did. Yeah, I think it did. We're not used to packing so many pre-orders, and we have so many products, and the scones you bake on Saturday.
Right.
So we had plants for purchase, all of our balms and soaps and cat toys and all the other non-food things, jam, and
you cut some fresh herbs.
Yeah, cut fresh herbs. So some of it had to be done on Saturday morning. Scones and herbs and garlic. I dug that for the people that ordered spring garlic. I dug it on Saturday morning.
Right.
And we got up early and baked scones as always, but it's a new learning curve for us.
It is. And we were able to kind of print a list of our orders.
You
and
had
go
it very
through.
Well organized. It's
and
a good thing you did it.
Well, for whatever reason, that's the way my brain works.
Yeah, see,
is
mine doesn't.
Developing systems and trying to make it efficient and clear and clean. And there's still a few tweaks I need to make with that. There were some things that, just as I fill part of the order on Friday and then hand it off to you
right.
for the final filling the next day, we just are going to tweak that a little
bit. But you gave me a list of the plant orders. So on Friday, I was able to set those aside of all the ones that had been sold. And so I was texting you a couple of times.
Right.
It's like, okay, did they really want this or that? So, but that works. We worked it out, and you know, we're the workforce here. We're the creators of the products, and you know, we're trying to make this work in crazy times. But
yes,
I think it went pretty smoothly.
And it was also a great dry run for the farmers
yes.
market, which will start in a couple of weeks, the 18th Street Farmers Market in Charleston. There are going to be some changes there as we all work together to keep everyone safe, but yet still provide good products.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some great vendors there. I know everyone's developing their own system. But we will have a drive-through market still at the same building, 825 18th Street in Charleston, but we will be in the back parking lot
right.
for better traffic flow.
Mm-hmm.
And
so there won't be a big backup on 130.
Right.
And yeah, that could, because that's a pretty busy road.
It is.
Highway, I guess.
Yes. So our plan for our business is we will take pre-orders, online orders, go to our mercantile, our online mercantile at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. You'll be able to pre-order any of our products there, including produce.
Yeah, and this is going to be a shift for me because I'm going to have to anticipate fairly early what we'll have available as far
right.
as produce. So I'm going to try to anticipate on Mondays before market on Saturday so that we can start getting the list out there to people so that they can see, you know, what we'll have. We'll have our regular products and you'll have the scone flavors yes. ready so that we'll get all that posted earlier. And so again, be patient with us, please, because we're trying to figure out this shift because yes. a lot of times I don't know until I harvest. I usually harvest on Fridays because we're up early on Saturdays baking scones. I don't know until I go out and harvest what I'm going to have, you know, like how many bunches of radishes. So I'm going to have to try to guess.
And we may update those right. through the week. So keep coming back if you don't see what you want or if something is sold out. Check again later in the week because we may be able to increase those or add additional products. We will also have additional items just available for right. purchase, so you do not have to pre-order.
No.
It will help things go faster if you do, but
because this is going to be like a single file drive-through, right. so it'll be different. You know, once you're online, I guess you just kind of follow the leader until
yes.
everyone's through the vendors. So if you pre-order, that will help, I'm sure. But we will. I'm sure we'll have extra scones and we'll take as much
yes.
as we can. We're not real sure how it's going to be set. And, you know, we may just start with one tent and then add two. I don't know for sure, but we're learning as we go and we're going to go.
We are going to go.
We're going to do the best we can with it. And we look forward to seeing people.
Absolutely. And we will work out the bugs together.
Yeah, I hope there's no bugs.
Okay, let me rephrase that. We'll work out the kinks.
Oh, okay.
Of yeah. our system, of our delivery method, of pre-packing orders, adding things or packing orders for customers when they arrive with what else we have available. So we're all going to work this out together.
Yeah, one of the changes that we'll have, normally we take plants early on in the season to the market. We're not going to do that this year. I don't have too many left. I sold a lot yesterday, but I do have some. I think I'll set those up in the corn crib and kind of do a self-serve, you know, have out there available what I have, put your money in the mailbox. We'll figure something out and I'll probably be posting that before long. But because we're gonna have to take a wash station, we're going to have to take the pre-orders, we're going to have to take more stuff than we usually do. So adding all the plants on top of it,
yeah.
it's like, we're just not even going to try that to haul those to market.
Exactly. But you can watch our social media and see what is posted there available in the next few days. And then you'll have a system posted out
yeah.
there.
And, you know, I think it's kind of good for our brains right now to think of new ways to do things.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to do. And it was so great to see people yesterday. And it made me happy.
It did. We are so appreciative of all of our customers and all of you who came out
yeah.
and shopped with us this past week.
So the next time we'll see you at the 18th Street Farmers Market in Charleston. And I think that starts on May 16th.
It does. Market opens at 8. And then very soon we will be giving you more information about the Casey Farmers
yes.
Market. So
Casey Market time.
Yes. Stay tuned for that.
Yep. So we're a go.
We are a go.
And we look forward to it. We'll do the best we can through these times. And we're going to make through it. And we'll also have some cool produce and stuff available.
Absolutely.
And scones, of course.
Of course.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.